Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSU Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It is Free for All Friday. Let's cut to the chase and get straight to the show. It's Free for All Friday, and this you must know. You know I mean that, right? I wrote this poem, but I truly do mean it. Your voice will be heard across the heart of this land. Your opinion is important, and I think you're just grand. It's Free for All Friday. Your calls are all welcome. We'll talk about almost anything. We deny very seldom. So get your coffee ready. It's the brew that is true. Let's get on with the show. This day is for you. That is Free for All Friday, 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And I do believe Daniel will be calling in the second segment. I say that and then he lets me down, but I think he'll be here with us today. Sometimes I just really get riled up about certain things. But in particular lately, this week we've discussed the right and the left and the far right and the far left and, why it's considered to be wrong to be right, why it's considered to be wrong to be conservative. And the women that are in the limelight these days, it bothers me. And, I'm working on a book, and I haven't had a lot of time, and I'm just going to just be honest. But I've got to get on it. But the nasty women, they're trying to rule, but they're not really rulers. They're more like bullies. Recently, and it was just last evening, this is kind of what got me a little riled. Oprah spoke at a Women in the World Summit. Now, I don't know about you gals that are listening, but I didn't get an invitation to that, did you? Women of the World Summit. Sounds a little globalist, doesn't it? Well, I want to bring out a few things about what she said and about Oprah Winfrey. Now, I like Oprah plenty. I mean, she's fine and dandy, but she isn't always right. Or correct, maybe I should say. So I get very upset with these women in these powerful places. They are full of themselves. This goes back years when some of the first women, and Hillary Clinton would have been one of them, but some of the first women became senators or representatives. And they got on this panel on one of the morning news shows, one of the mainstream media news shows, and talked about themselves and their accomplishments, themselves, and now that they had these positions of power. And it just absolutely sickened me. Not because I'm jealous of them, because they had responsibilities and all they could talk about was themselves. They spew out messages, and if you disagree, oh my gosh, you're a bigot, you're a sexist, you're a racist. The insults just continue. But they have no intelligent argument or debate. They have their opinions, and as my granny used to say, that's your story, and I'm stuck with it. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I am not stuck with it. I'm not going to let them get away with their lies and their pious attitudes. Oprah, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Omar, Hollywood's big mouths, all of them, Rashida Tlaib, Nancy Pelosi, Maisie Hirono, Lizzie Warren, Mad Maxine Waters. Oh, my gosh, she's not the brightest bulb in the box. She made them big fool of herself this week. All those Congress Democrat women dressed in white and blue, making their statement at the State of the Union. You see, it was about them. Look at me, look at me, look at me. Not about the State of the Union. Not about the constituents that voted them in place. Not about this country. Certainly not about the Constitution. So what is it the Democrat Socialist women stand for? What is it these Hollywood fixed-up faces with expensive dresses stand for? What is it that they really stand for? Big government? That's something that they talk about. They don't call it big government. Females have rights, males don't, unless you're a Democrat male, and then you can get away with it. The First Amendment, you're not allowed to disagree verbally. But I can curse and slander you without any problem. No guns. Ban all guns. Killing babies because it's a woman's right. Because, again, it's all about the woman. It's not about humanitarianism. It's all about the woman. Yet they refuse to acknowledge in abortion that Margaret Sanger targeted the poor. She targeted a certain race of people. She targeted the crippled. She targeted the unintelligent. She was a white supremacist. And Planned Parenthood still does that. They still target the poor. But she's their hero. They want free medical, but forced insurance. They want free education. That's not going to happen. And that was part of what I was laughing about with Maxine Waters, because she's going after these bankers, thinking these bankers are the ones that are making these student loans. Well, they don't make student loans. Who makes the student loans? Government. 30%+ is what they make on these student loans. And they force the students to take classes that have nothing to do, that are not necessary for the field that they're pursuing. That's why education is expensive, among other reasons. I'm ashamed of these so-called successful women. I really am. That's why I'm writing my book. I want to encourage women. You don't have to be a bully. You know, it's the same thing with men. You don't have to prove your manship. Just be a man. The same thing with a female. You don't have to prove your power. Just be you. So what have they produced? I recently found, or I was given, some very old pics of my family. It was about a year ago or so, maybe it was 2 years ago. But they reappeared last night. And we're looking through them. This is when we were still on the farm, the hog farm. The hog farm that had cattle and hogs and had, it was farrow to finish, and we also raised grain. Well, one of the feed salesmen decided he wanted to take pictures of the family. And my oldest boy was in kindergarten because he wasn't in any of these pictures, so that had to be where he was. I looked at those old pictures, and I couldn't hardly even recognize myself. I was a lot younger, a lot thinner. My hair was short. I was carrying a one-year-old around. We worked hard. We weren't rich. We weren't powerful. Still aren't. Still won't, never will be, I don't imagine. But we produced. We produced something. Food. For a nation. For our family. We were a part of our community. We weren't rich in dollars, but we were rich in other ways. Didn't have expensive dresses. I still don't have expensive dresses. But you know, we were production. We had production. We did something. That's not necessarily talking about us, but that's America. You out there who go to work every day, whether it's on the farm, whether it's on the ranch, whether it's in the factory, you're producing for this nation, not the Oprahs of this world. She got rich. She got filthy rich on entertainment, which is okay. But don't stand there and tell me you know how to produce for this nation, because you do not. She never married, she doesn't have a family, and I'm not putting her down for those reasons. It's just that she lacks the experience of an understanding of what a family goes through. They are arrogant, they are angry, they are unhappy people. Now, we're no longer on the farm, and that little one I was carrying around, I don't know if he's listening, but he's going to turn 40 next month. You know, don't be distracted by the glitter and the glamour. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. It is Free for All Friday, 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Invest in a good night's sleep for you and your family. Families need to save money and be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the four-pack special. Enter promo code BethAnn. You'll receive 2 MyPillow premium pillows as well as 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Or call 1-800-978-6168. Be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Your family, your friends, our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow made for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow, made in the USA. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and BethAnn help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and BethAnn are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Yes, we talk radio. This is Beth Ann. We have Daniel on the line. Daniel, how are you doing today?
I am great. I hope you are doing well today, Beth.
And
happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you. What's been going on this week since Tuesday? We had you here Tuesday, but what's been going on?
You know, and I love being on with you on Tuesday. It's always so much fun. I love when the people call in also and want to join us in conversation. It's just such a great hour. So thank you for that. Wonderful.
It's America.
Moment.
That is rural America.
Yeah. Well, you know, I feel like a broken record always talking about Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez.
Yeah, we give her way too much credit, don't we?
we do, but you know,
she's loud.
We need to hold these people accountable for the nonsense that they say, and for a party that really is not just in favor of open borders, but is really in favor of infanticide. Mm-hmm. When the congresswoman says that if you do not support her Green New Deal, you have blood on your hands. And when she makes comments about how the death of children is my fault, right, is your fault because we do not support her legislation, I'm happy that you are a voice to counter that, and as well as myself, but I wish more politicians were, because that is a direct quote that she said yesterday. Yeah, you have blood on your hands if you do not support her legislation. Right. This is how we've become. This is how the Democrats have begun to see their role as legislators. This is not a policy proposal in her mind. This is life or death, and these people are a threat to our democracy.
They are, and you know, Alexandria, she doesn't really believe what she's saying. I don't believe any of them do. Or they'd be living what they're telling us to live. They're socialists. I mean, just like Bernie coming out. Bernie had to come out of the closet this week and tell everybody he's a multimillionaire. Kind of upset some of his followers. It's like, yeah, how many houses does he have? You know, come on, people, get real.
Yeah. Yeah. They do not practice what they preach, but I am just tired.
But they're dangerous.
I am tired of the name calling. Right? Oh. We need to stop calling people who disagree with us politically Nazis and Hitler, and we need to stop saying things like, well, you have blood on your hands if you don't support legislation that wants to give Medicaid to everybody. That is not a blood on my hands. Right? Wasn't it called the Affordable Care Act? It wasn't about even health care.
It
was
but
about
that.
Paying for health care. Yeah, exactly. Right?
I have something on that today. It's going to cost 181 million Americans will lose their private health care.
Exactly. So every doctor basically will work for the
government.
The doctors will be no different than, the postmen.
The bureaucrats.
Exactly. And when you oppose that, somehow you have blood on your hands. When you oppose the government confiscating your private property. You know what's scary? It's a little off topic, but look what's happening in New Zealand, as now they've passed legislation to confiscate guns, and that mosque shooting was abhorrent, and God rest the souls of those poor men and women who died just going to their place of worship. But as a consequence, now the government of New Zealand's going door to door confiscating everyone else's guns. This is the scary backlash of the socialists, and really of fascists in general. And I'm exhausted by them. Yeah, I keep fighting, but boy, I'm tired.
Oh my gosh, don't wear out.
No.
We gotta keep fighting, Daniel. Don't wear out on us. You're too young to wear out. Well, I can't remember his name. It's Swalwell.
Swalwell,
yes. There it is. Swalwell, Booker, and Oprah. I was talking about Oprah before you came on the air. They all want our guns taken away.
Yes. Yeah. And you wonder if Oprah has any armed guards protecting her.
Of course she does.
Of course she does, right? And these are folks who, the funny thing is that these are folks who don't engage with us in our world. They enter restaurants through back doors so that they don't have to beam. You've never been online waiting for a table and you've seen a celebrity standing there with you. They live in a separate world, and I don't begrudge them that. It's odd that they get out of their armored vehicles and their armed guards and their private
and tell
access
us how to live.
Exactly.
Well,
exactly.
Oprah just spoke in front of the Women in the World Summit yesterday. I don't recall getting an invitation to that summit. And I guess I'm not a woman of the world. I'm not rich and famous. And she tells us that she's there just because of, she says, I'm here today because of the men and because of the women who were lynched and who were humiliated and who were discriminated against and who were suppressed and who were repressed and oppressed. I refuse to let their sacrifices go in vain. And I'm thinking, you're there because you got paid.
Yeah.
You got paid to be there. And,
Yeah, and the best way to not have their sacrifices being vain, be in vain, is by being Oprah. You went from a weather girl in a tier C city to becoming Oprah, and that is because of America.
Probably the richest woman on the face of the earth.
Yeah, I mean your own hard work and talent, and kudos to you, but also a world. A country that enables you to do that. And so the best way to say, I want to fight discrimination, I want to remember a time when black people were discriminated against, the best way to do that is just by being yourself.
Did capitalism not put her where she is today? Did she not sell advertising on those shows?
Exactly.
I mean, come on.
Exactly.
And, it's crazy. And yet, of course, she's right there with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the Green New Deal and all this good stuff, you know.
It's kind of like the folks in the tech world who used the system to get where they are, but now advocate for changing the rules of the system, right? You see all these tech moguls who are multi-billionaires who say that we need to have guaranteed income for everybody and socialism, then you want to say to the Mark Zuckerbergs, well, did socialism help you create Facebook, right? Did socialism help Oprah become Oprah? Or did socialism help you, AOC, become AOC? You went from a bartender. What's frustrating for me is she went from a bartender to a congresswoman in a few months, and yet the very liberties that enabled that to happen are the liberties she wants to take away.
Yeah.
And she doesn't marvel in her success. She's angered that somehow a system exists that allows
somebody else is richer than her.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that what it's all about? Nobody should be richer than they are.
Yeah, and that's sad because class envy is not part of our heritage.
It's not
right. And you look at even the founding of the countries, the wealth disparity between some of the Bostonian beer makers and the Virginia landowners, they weren't equals, but they all saw a common good, right? They created a system for all different people. And wealth envy has never been part of our national identity, and it's slowly becoming one, and that has to be fought very hardly.
Well, I think it's more than slowly. I think I've seen an awful lot of that in the last, 20 years of my lifetime, and maybe even before then, and they were talking about that a little bit on some of the news shows this last couple of weeks with this deal with the Hollywood folks paying their way and getting their kids into these universities in a corrupt manner, you know?
Yeah.
And we see so much of that, and look what happened to Smollett, you know, because he knows rich and famous people, a.k.a. Michelle Obama. He got off.
Exactly.
And others don't.
That's a great point.
You know?
No.
So, yeah, they believe themselves to be above us, so they'll go and they'll speak and they'll say these things, you know, whether it's rich Oprah or, you know, Alexandria is not a millionaire yet. She will be before she's done. But, you know, they talk down to us because they think they're better.
Yeah, and they claim to represent the views of the people, but you're right, they do talk down to us. They do have a certain sense of disdain for people who are not themselves. And when it comes to, again, the Green New Deal, I think President Trump is spot on when he says, you know, let's not make fun of it too much because it's going to be a great issue for me in 2020. I think he has a good finger on the pulse of the American ethos, and the people don't support this idea. The people will never support anything like it.
I know we're about to run out of time here on this segment, but I was so proud of the president this week when he was meeting with the workers and the Democrat Party was meeting with Hollywood.
Exactly.
It was
difference.
A huge difference. And who do you think that really speaks to? Who's going to be impressed?
Exactly.
The ones that are getting their hands shook, not the ones that are being told they're deplorables. They're calling us deplorables. Oh, well, that was a fast segment, Daniel. Daniel will be back in 2 more weeks on a Tuesday, and not next week, but the next, and we'll talk again. Daniel, thank you so much. Oh, and he'll be back next Friday. Thanks, Daniel. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a wonderful weekend.
You do the same thing. Thank you. God bless you. We have some callers holding. Everybody's got something to say, and that's a good thing. That's what Free for All Friday is all about. 877-895-5410. Founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call Free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways. Rewilding America. Agenda 21 rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $750 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $750 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go to the phone lines, and I want to thank both of these guys. They've been holding a while. We've got Neil from Illinois. Neil, how are you doing today?
Real good, Beth Ann. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. What's on your mind today?
That's the million-dollar question, what's on my mind. I just read an article yesterday. I got a new smartphone, you know.
Oh.
And anyway, I got the internet.
That's awesome.
And
congratulations, I think.
Thank you. I read an article on there I asked for from Google. It's from Computer World. You ever hear that?
No, I don't think so.
They're kind of a geek magazine, but they're very...
Okay. That would be why I haven't heard of it.
Huh?
That would be why I haven't heard of it. I'm not quite smart enough to be a geek.
Well, this is mainly for people who are aficionados of computers and things like that.
Okay.
But in it is an article by Mike Elkin, E-L-G-A-N, and he's talking about how Microsoft and MIT are working on the next generation of cell phones.
Wow.
But what it is not a cell phone, it's a thought phone.
Oh, that's scary.
You wear a neural transmitter. They're developing, and they've got it 90%, you know, completed. They've been testing on it for like last 10 years or so. And anyway, you don't talk anymore. You just think.
Wow.
So you're going to have to change to CSC Thought Radio.
You know, that can be kind of dangerous with some people and what their thoughts are.
Yeah.
That can get you in trouble real fast. Are you there? Did we lose Neil? Okay. Let's go to Reggie in Tennessee. Reggie, what's on your mind today? I'm almost afraid to ask that.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good, Reggie. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I would first like to say that I love the show.
Thank you.
Show.
Are you a first-time caller?
I called like one time before. It's
okay.
Like, wow, a long time ago.
Okay.
But I had wanted to ask you about the Colin Kaepernick. Okay, so whenever you know he protested and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you guys like you know, really railed on him and was so against that, you know. And my question to you was, you know, what was so wrong with that? Because you know, I, as an African American, didn't see anything wrong with that. You know, he, you know, protested in a quiet, peaceful way. You know, he just took a knee using his platform to shed light on what's going on, you know. And as an African American, you know, I, you know, really get that because, you know, it is, you know, something to worry about whenever you go out to your car, you know, and you're driving out on the interstate. That's something that really, you know, that African Americans really think about. You know, like, you know, that's something that, you know, that we really have to live, you know, because it's true, you know, it's something that's real true. And, you know, just like how you speak out about the abortion babies,
mm-hmm.
you know, like that's something that's very passionate towards you. And so you use your platform with the Red Ribbon Campaign, which I definitely support, to shed light on that. And I was just wondering, like, you know, what is so wrong with him silently taking a knee, you know, you know, using his platform to shed light? Because this is real, you know, real life stuff that's going on, you know.
Well, I have no,
you know, these are people.
I have no problem with him protesting. I think it was where he did it and the way he did it and the fact that he doesn't support America, but he supported Castro. That was his hero. And the national anthem, you know, we've had, and I can't excuse the dark times that we've had in this nation and what our black friends and sisters and brothers went through. But we have come a long way. We're not there yet. I don't know that we ever will be there because we're humans and we're all defective in some way. You know, we all have our own prejudices. I was a mother with a large family, and people are prejudiced against that at times. But it's, and it's not the same. I mean, I can't compare that to what you go through every day. But I think that this nation is still, it's still the best nation in the world. And
right.
to claim this during the national anthem, he could have done it another time, and he didn't have to do it at work. I mean, those guys are getting paid pretty well for what they're doing, and which tells you how far we have come, you know. And the same thing with someone like Oprah. I mean, look what she's done and where she is. She's the richest woman in the world, I think. She used to be considered that. And that's something to be proud of, that it happened here in the United States of America. Are we perfect? No, we're not perfect. But if you go live in Cuba under Castro, you're not going to be have any of the rights that you have here. And you know, I can't say enough about the prejudices that exist here. They do for all kinds of people. And but that's the problem I had with him. And then he went after all the police, so the police are not perfect. But you know, we're doing the best we can, but we can always do a little bit better. Does that make sense?
Right. It does.
And, you know, the thing about abortion that gets me is because it's directed at a people. It was intentionally directed at a people. And yet, people ignore that. And I don't understand that. I mean, we've lost 60 million babies in this nation. Beautiful little babies. I've got a family member that's expecting right now. 8 weeks. I got a picture of that baby. 8 weeks.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. That's something that's that you can relate to.
Yes.
Look how many African Americans we've lost. You
because
know,
of that.
To right, well, because of, you know, cops,
prejudices. Okay.
Different things. You know, I can relate to it because I have a little brother that's a little baby. You know, my brother just had, you know, a little girl. You know what I'm saying? So these are stuff that I relate to. This is, you know, stuff that I've had to live through and see, you know, involved with my cop, you know, with my father and everything like that, you know, with the cops, you know, pulling him over and, you know, disrespecting him, the way they talk to him and everything, and he's totally legit, you know. But it's cool. I don't want
to. Well, let's just continue to hang in there together, okay? Let's continue to hang in there together because, you know what, Reggie, I love you. I love you. You hang in there with me, okay, and we'll try to be respectful to one another and do the best we can to make this nation what it should be.
All right,
thank you, Reggie. God bless you. Mm-hmm. Let's go. Oh, I don't think we have another caller. I did want to talk a little bit about some of the things that are in the news. And, we have Kevin. Okay, I'm sorry. My friend here was pointing, and I didn't know what he's pointing at. Kevin from Ohio. Kevin, how are you doing today?
Hey, just fine. I hope you're all well.
I'm doing good. Thank you very much.
I can't hear the broadcast today. I'm on the road, but I wanted to call in and just make a remark. Ohio passed the heartbeat bill.
Yes, yes.
So, there was a legislator in the Congress in Ohio, a black woman, that wanted an amendment to that heartbeat bill that excluded blacks.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it would revert back to the slavery idea. So she wanted, you know, with a heartbeat with a black person, it wouldn't count. You know, they would be a, you know, out of the regulations. So I'm wondering, who else by race would want to do that?
Oh, my gosh. That makes me sick. We're going into a break, though. Kevin, do you want to hang on or you want to go on since you're traveling?
Oh, I'll wait for a second.
Okay. We're heading in. Well, it's going to be a few minutes. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. I got it. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're in the final segment of today's show. We're going to go back to Kevin real quickly, and then we have some other callers holding Kevin. Now, I wanted to ask you, does this woman have a name? Because I want to know her name.
I don't have the name, but I read the article about 2 days ago.
Okay.
It was on the Internet. I can get you a name.
Okay.
And the thing, maybe it wasn't amended that way, but it passed. And it's just this whole race thing is just being flipped over. So many times, like Sharpton having all those Democratic candidates kiss his ring, they had to bow down and say that they would go for reparations. And so there is no logic behind that. I mean, how many crossovers? You know, I'm 50% black, I'm 25, I'm 10, and all that. It's just that, just way out in space. Not worth discussing.
Yeah, I was going to say, how can you prove it? I mean, we know what Elizabeth Warren just went through trying to tell everybody she was Cherokee Indian. I mean, how are we going to prove all this? Because it's and, you know, I'm not for that, and I'm kind of listening to some of the some of our black brothers and sisters and friends, and they're not for it. And for many numerous reasons, and one thing, they found it insulting. They found it insulting. But you know, it's just craziness. We just need to all Coke commercial. Can't we all just get along? We need harmony. but this bill is a good bill. Why would they trash it like that? Why would they put something in that, or why would they suggest something like that get put in it? I mean, that just absolutely is sickening.
Yeah, it shows the craziness and the whole thing about slavery. I know that our ancestors were slaves when they came here. There were so many
of them were. Mm-hmm.
Prison gangs and stuff of white people being hauled out of England.
Indentured servants, a lot of them, too.
Oh yeah, they were indentured servants. And it clear up until the 1900s. Children, I can show you books where they were 10 years old working 70-hour weeks, and they were white people. Little girls.
Yeah.
In the South.
Yeah. Slavery's wrong regardless of what your color is. It's just wrong.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
And it still exists in some nations.
Yes, and I think the whole amazing thing about Trump being in is it that it just has opened up all these, you know, the shining light on all the rats scurrying everywhere, and I love it.
Opened a can of worms, didn't he?
Yeah.
Well, I think many of us have suspected an awful lot for a long time, and now we're seeing it. And I'll tell you what, it's ugly. It's ugly. So, thank you, Kevin. I appreciate everything you do, and you keep praying for us, okay?
Always.
Oh,
God bless.
Thank you. We're going to go to Neil in Missouri. Neil, how are you today?
Having to keep the fires going. It's a little chilly this morning.
Yeah, it got chilly again, didn't it?
Yeah.
We went from 80 degrees to almost freezing.
Yeah. Some places did freeze. They got frost around the area.
Mm-hmm. What's on your mind?
So the issue of this border issue, there's a point of law that people are not discussing or completely missing on this. You know, they catch these guys coming across the border illegally through the desert, what have you. The first thing you do is start screaming amnesty. I mean, not amnesty, but sanctuary. They're trying to get, why have I lost the name? It's, they're trying to get sanctuary in the country because they're being persecuted in a foreign country.
Right.
Well, to apply for asylum, you have to make the application at a legal port of entry.
Yes.
Otherwise,
yes.
You don't get asylum.
That's
and so
right.
All these people that are pouring across the border need you to be kicking them back out of the country automatically. There shouldn't be any hearing. There shouldn't be any court date set for them, nothing. They're just invaders. They need to be repelled as invaders.
And you know, Neil, that is the law. But they're
right,
ignoring
the
law. And the ones that are complaining about it are the ones who made the law. Congress.
Right. Exactly.
Isn't it crazy?
Now, what we need to do is have each congressman who wants to let these people in the country post a bond for that person, $10,000 or more, and make them responsible for that person showing up in court when they want asylum. And make sure they make their hearings and they keep track of them. And if they don't, their bond is confiscated and you can charge them with conspiracy to commit treason by allowing invasion of our country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that put an end to this asylum crap real quick.
Yeah, and it won't work with socialism, and Bernie knows that. So Bernie's now saying a little bit of something about it, but he's not going to talk too loud on it because that would mean he agrees with Trump.
Right.
He's not going to do that. But, you know, they could go all live within the walls of Nancy Pelosi's house and inside the walls of some of the others that have walls around their houses.
Oh, yeah. And all these people that think they ought to be giving those people asylum, let them live on there with them.
Yeah.
You know, until they get their court date.
Oh, there's so many of them, though. Just thousands. Here they claim that this nation is no good, it's rotten, it's you know, it's no good, and all these people can't wait to get here.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
95,000 alone last month.
Yeah. Oh, it's nuts. It's an invasion, and it's on purpose. It's intended.
It's been going on since the early 70s that I know of. I mean, they did a documentary-type movie about it called The Border with Jack Nicholson. And at the end of it, they gave the FBI statistics that we were at that time getting 4 million a year coming across our border.
Yeah.
In the early 70s.
Yeah.
And so this estimate of you know, 20 million illegals in the country is just baloney. They're closer
it's
to
way low. It's way low.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Neil, thank you. Appreciate it.
You
have a good weekend. I think it's going to be a little cooler than it was last weekend, but you have a good one. We are in the spring, so you have a good one. Thank you. Well, you know, we started out talking about the women because it upsets me. That is what I relate to, as Reggie was saying. You know, and, you know, he said his little brother just had a baby, and they're just so precious. They're just so precious. Life is precious. It is a gift from God. It doesn't matter where you are, who you are, what color you are. Life is precious. And unfortunately, humans are imperfect. But that's why we're here on this show. Because I believe in you. I was just asking somebody about a caller I hadn't heard from in a long time. And then as I was sitting there thinking about it, I'm not sure I've seen an email from her. Now I'm worried about her. You are my family. I don't care where you are, what color you are. You're my family. And we have got to get past these things to bring this nation back to where it should be. We've had some dark days, but the foundation of this nation is about liberty and equality. Socialism is not about equality. It's about taking from the people We've got to get past that. And we've got to stand for the foundation of this nation, the rule of law, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and realize it's for everyone, everywhere in this nation, of all colors, of all shapes, of all sizes, of all places, whether you're from rural America, the city, the suburbs, from sea to shining sea, including those flyover states like Missouri. You know what? We're headed into a weekend. And I hope and pray that all of you have a great, wonderful weekend. Get on your knees. Say a prayer for one another. Even those you don't know, like me. I see all of you. I hear all of you, but I don't know you. But I feel like I'm one of you. Let's pull together and bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller, but now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.